Hi, this is Ted Nguyen from Florence, Italy. I'm here visiting for a special cultural and heritage week called Florence 2012. And that's what's brought me to Florence. And for all those people on Twitter that are following me and seeing my tweets in English and my retweets in Italian, now you know why. And I have two Americans here with me at a museum that I'm going to have them introduce. So tell me your name and where are you originally from in the States?
I'm Naomi Muirhead. I grew up in the Chicagoland area. I also lived in Seattle and San Francisco before coming to Florence in 2000.
All right. So what brought you to Florence, of all places?
I was initially a study abroad student with art and design, and I stayed, and now I'm still an artist, and I'm teaching a jewelry design courses here at American University.
Okay. So what is that experience like, you know, for you to be an American coming, you know, from a land of, you know, of freedom and democracy and progressive ways of really thinking, but then we also have elements of conservative elements, and we just had the election, as you probably have voted, probably.
Yes.
And she's nodding yes.
I sent my absentee vote over a month ago.
So that's right. So that's great. And I voted before I left as well, via absentee as well. So tell me, what is it like, you know, for you? Are you missing some of the creature comforts at home, or are you enjoying all the cultural opportunities here as well?
Well, you know, I never planned to live here, as I have been living here now for 12 years, but I kept staying longer because I didn't have enough time to soak it all in. And once you stay, you get settled, and you actually figure out what's happening, and you learn the language and the culture, and you meet people, and you stay. I feel like I'm locked in here now. So there are a lot of things that you miss from the U.S. and from your original culture, but there's grass is always greener on every side, so. So living here is not like what it is when you come here on vacation, the romantic idea of Italy. Some of that exists, and you can live a really great lifestyle on a very low income. Important thing there is low income. Uh-huh. Italy, you cannot earn any money, but you're surrounded by culture and art and history, mm-hmm. and things that are really beautiful, and food and all that.
Wow. So tell us a little bit about your jewelry, and then I also understand that you're a graphic designer as well, and as I can tell, I think you are helping enhance the quality of graphic design in Florence, because I'm finding that there's a, for lack of a better word, that it could be further enhanced. So tell us some more about that.
Well, I wouldn't necessarily call myself a graphic designer. I do graphic design. I'm more of an artist, a jewelry designer. I work a lot with found materials and found objects and things that are old and putting them in a new context.
Right. So I love that. It's about repurposing. So in a world of, you know, constantly like consuming, you figured a way of repurposing and utilizing natural resources as well as existing sources and making it beautiful. So where can people find your works of art, and then how can people that want more information get more information?
Sure, I have a website. It's art925.com, and I'm also writing a blog, art925, on WordPress, which you can find a lot of information about not only art and jewelry and exhibitions and cultural things and things that are happening in Florence and abroad and in the U.S. Lots of interesting things. So you can definitely find me on the web. Also, if you search my name in Google, you'll find many, many pages and listings of things that I'm involved in Florence and in the art world here.
And next to you is another fellow American. So tell me your name and where you're from in the States.
My name's Anthony Finta. I was born in Asbury Park, New Jersey. And before coming to Italy, I spent about 5 years living in the Virgin Islands.
Okay, wow. What a big difference. You know, how long have you been in Florence, and what has been your occupation here, and what are you doing as far as, you know, future plans?
It's been 7 years here. Sort of like Naomi, it was going to be 10 months. It's turned into 7 years. I work at home. I'm an internet consultant. I do a lot of different web type businesses. I do a lot of I do blogging, but I also have content destination websites, micro blogs, special interest blogs, and I do business consulting for retailers and various.
So can you tell me the state of you know, technology in Italy? You know, are they catching on to it? Are you helping them? You know, what's going on?
I mean,
and I'm laughing too.
Internet penetration is pretty high, and people do use it, but there's definitely a resistance, especially in this country, it seems, to trust the internet. And for business, there's some resistance. So that's a huge part of what I do with a lot of my retail clients, is try to get people to believe that you can sell things online. It's not as hard as people seem to make it want to be, that it does work. You know, unfortunately, in Florence, we're watching small businesses go out of business before they've even tried it. And there's the couple that have had some outstanding success. There's a specialty clothing shop here, what's known as a multi-brand called Luis Viroma, and it's a store started by a man's mother like 70 years ago, and he's one of the leading retailers in the country right now on the internet. And he would have, you know, maybe been facing the prospect of going out of business if he just kept his one shop on Viroma.
And I think that's what a lot of people don't realize, that the cost of entry for, you know, e-commerce is so much lower. I mean, there's obviously a learning curve, and that's why people like you are so in high demand, is that you can help bridge those individuals, information gap. But I think once people get in there, they realize that there are tremendous opportunities, you know, for growth. I mean, look at Nordstrom. It's a major brand in the United States. You know, their fastest growth has been online sales, and their very traditional model of, you know, of commerce, but then they switch over to e-commerce pretty quickly. So can you give us some comments on, you know, what people really should look for as they, you know, go forward on e-commerce, you know, what they should do or what they shouldn't do?
As for retailers, like in the, we know we sat in on the luxury marketing talk here at Florence, and that's what struck me. I was just going to mention earlier that I wrote a 2-page letter today to the journalist who ran that talk, because one of the panelists said, in an answer to a question of can small people go sell on the internet, her response was, oh, I don't know. But the medium and the large can, and I just was, you know, ready to pull my hair out. I mean, anybody can sell online tomorrow using PayPal and Shopify and even WordPress, and plugin for WordPress that uses PayPal. So it's not difficult. Like you said, there's a large learning curve. The important thing is to start. I mean, you're 15 years too late if you haven't started.
Exactly.
So, but the race isn't over by any means. And when you see a certain company here, you know, do millions of euro a month now, you know that in this economy worldwide, it's not new business. They're taking business from people who aren't doing this kind of stuff.
Right.
So the key is to start. Start small and get started, and you'll learn as you go. But you have to believe in it, or you're going to end up, you know, closing shop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think it's really important that you just said that, because, you know, Nordstrom uses the internet and social media. You know, they're a gigantic retailer, but yet they do it in a way that makes them seem small, very personable, very approachable. And it's that one-on-one relationship that I think it's really hard for people to really establish, but they've been able to do that. So it allows big brands to appear very small, and it allows small mom-and-pop brands to appear big. And so it's a great equalizer. Can you give us a comment about how you approach it and then what your services entail?
I mean, we usually tell most of our clients to start with this, you know, the suite of what everybody knows now, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest got huge in the space of 1 year. I love Tumblr. I'll give you an example, Oscar de la Renta, which is well-known in the U.S. Mm-hmm. Here in Italy, you say Oscar de la Renta, you think this is an Italian designer. People don't really know it as much. That's sort of an American phenomenon. He went there a long time ago, started his design business, and that's where he's known, where he sells. They have a Tumblr blog called Oscar Girl.
Tumblr. It's huge. It's huge. Yeah.
I mean, this is a great example of a huge designer with a giant international market giving over the control, at least seemingly and believably, to one young person to run a Tumblr blog that now has, you know, tens of thousands of followers.
Exactly.
So, I mean, that's the kind of power that you have to make people see. But, you know, they don't want, they give you this thing, oh, I'm too busy, I have to run my shop, I have to go to the shows and buy my clothes, I have to manage my staff, I can't do this, I can't do that. So you have to tell them. Then you need to hire someone to do
it. Or employ, you know, some of your customers. So that's what, you know, there's been countless makeup lines that have done that, as well as retailers across the country that have done that really successfully. So, you know, last question is, you know, what is your impressions of Florence 2012? You know, the cultural, arts, heritage, etc. What's your initial reaction in 30 seconds or so?
I'm enjoying it. 2 years ago was the first edition, and, you know, as someone just living in town, I'm like, what's going on? I want to see what's going on inside those buildings, and I didn't even realize you could attend for free. It's interesting. There's a lot of interesting people here, and some of the stuff they've done that the general public can see is really nice. The Olive Grove, the sculpture in Santa Croce. So it's an interesting mix of things, and I think overall it's positive.
And tell us, where can people find you online?
Finta.com, my last name.com. There's a list of links in the left-hand column for everything I do.
Okay, great. And what are your impressions of Florence in 10, 15 seconds?
Well, I'm glad to be involved in it this year. I didn't know about it all last 2 years ago when it first started in 2012, so I'm really happy to be involved with it. I think that more people need to take part and take advantage of having these guest speakers, and it can be exciting.
And we are part of Florence 2012 at, what is the name of this?
Palazzo Strozzi.
Okay, and we're going to be engaging and experiencing an interactive exhibit.
Yes, we're going to see the Anni Trenta, which are the painting from the fascist period.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.